This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of People News Bulletin. President Obama has come out in favor of breaking a monopoly on the cable box where companies are making billions. He's favored the FCC proposal to encourage competition. 14 of the 20 fastest growing metro areas in the nation between 2010 and 2015 were in the South. A tenth of the population in the Philippines works abroad, supporting nearly half of the country's households and leaving 9 million Filipino children missing a parent. Three-quarters of the OFWs, or overseas Filipino workers, are women. The Pope ferried a dozen Syrian refugees back to the Vatican after visiting the Greek island of Lesbos, where many are stranded. Georgetown University is caught in a debate over its history of owning slaves who worked the plantation that funded the Catholic University and later sold 272 slaves to save the school from financial problems. The head of Britain's spy agency apologized for its prejudice against gays for decades. Environmental advocates are pressing the International Maritime Association and others to do better on climate controls for aircraft and ships that were excluded from the Paris Climate Treaty. Growth in air traffic in the U.S. increased by 5% in 2015 and is projected to be so high over the next 20 years that 500,000 new pilots will be needed. Increase in training flight hours from 250 to 1,500 have slowed new entries. Organizers claim there were actions in 300 cities in the U.S. and internationally at McDonald's demanding $15 per hour in pay. Under the Affordable Care Act, Hispanics accounted for nearly one-third of the increase in adults with insurance. Low-wage workers and minorities working in low-wage jobs as cooks, waiters, dishwashers, and cashiers also had large gains. A 2004 analysis of research on sexual abuse estimated that 9.6% of students in public schools experienced some form of educator sexual misconduct, ranging from verbal comments to rape. Recently, reports have emerged from elite private schools of extensive misconduct as well. Since 2013, police in New York City have arrested 10,000 people for asking other people for a swipe of their Metro card to ride the subway for free. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.